Father, bless these words in Jesus' name. Please turn in your Bibles to Psalm 139. In verse 1, the Bible tells us that God searches us and He knows us. He searches us and He knows us. God knows you extremely well. He knows you better than you know yourself, which is kind of amazing because we think we know ourselves really well. But He knows us even better than we know ourselves, and there's a lot of reasons for that, one of which is He knows us from the day we were born to the day we die, and everything in between all at once. There were things that I used to think about myself when I was younger, and I've changed my mind since, or I've learned new things since that show me what I had thought and what is real is not entirely the same. I had a view, and that's not always negative. Sometimes that can be positive. I had a view, and now I have a different view, even of myself. God's view of me never changes, because He knows me from the moment that I'm born, even earlier, to the moment that I die. His view of me never changes. So God knows you extremely well. Much better than you know yourself. Now, in Jeremiah 17:10, God says that He searches the heart and He tests the reins. Now, the word reins there is really talking about the emotions. It's the word kilja in the original language. And it means emotions. God's testing your frame of reference. He's examining it. In other words, He's looking at the way you think, and then He's also looking at the way you respond. The emotions are a major indicator of our ability to respond to Him. If our emotions are healthy, that means we're responding well to Him. If our emotions are not healthy, that means we're not responding well to Him. So He's examining our emotions and our frame of reference. Okay, how do you think? What are you thinking about? How are you thinking? Why are you thinking these things? God's constantly examining this. Now, a lot of times, young people in particular, but really everybody sometimes, feels like people don't get them. People don't understand them. They don't know what I'm really like. And that's not an uncommon thought. Please understand that God knows what you're really like. Now, you may say, well, I'm not sure I want God to know what I'm really like. But that's okay. You do want God to know what you're really like. Because God can take what you're really like and then magnify the parts that are from Him and change and fix the parts that are not. So you want God to know what you're really like. That's why you never hide anything from God. First of all, you can't. And second of all, it's just removing yourself from the one who can help you. So you never try to hide anything from God. Even if you fall flat on your face, even if you fail, you take your failure and you run to God with it and say to God, see what I did? And it's not like God's going to say, oh, I didn't know that. And it's not like God's going to say, well, you little twit. No, He's not like that. He's going to take what you did and He's going to fix it if you messed it up. On the other hand, maybe you didn't mess it up. Maybe you did something really great. And you say to God, see what I did? And God says, that's awesome. That is absolutely, God, I told somebody about Christ today and they prayed with me. That is wonderful. Angels, let's have a party. That's kind of how that one goes. He really enjoys, He wants to get to know you. He wants you to get to know Him. He loves your company. As a matter of fact, sometimes He loves people's company so much He won't do without it. Now, God knows you. God knows you intimately. Sometimes it's really hard for us to fathom that, to understand it. God knows you intimately. It says in Ephesians 2, in verse 10, that we're His workmanship. Now, have you ever painted anything or made a sculpture or built something? How well do you know the object that you have built or the painting that you have painted? You know it extremely well, right? If it's a painting, you know every brush stroke. You can actually sometimes even look back at a little corner of the painting and know exactly what was going on when that brush stroke was laid down. And you remember it. Or if it's a drawing, you remember the line. I remember that line and I changed it 3 times because the first 2 times it just wasn't right. You see, you are God's workmanship. He is making you. He's forming you very careful. He looks at the little tiny specks of dust and he doesn't try to get rid of them. He says, no, I remember when I put them there. And he's thinking. He said, okay, this little molecule is going to go here. You know, it's actually that precise. Biology shows us it's that precise. The DNA is all about that precision. And God said, this little molecule is going to go here, and that little molecule is going to have this job, and that atom over there, I need it right here. And he builds you with unbelievable careful detail. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about you physically, not just mentally. He knows everything about you physically. It says in Matthew 10 and verse 30, he even knows the number of hairs on your head. Now, for some people, that's not so hard. But for others, it's more challenging. Can you imagine? He knows how many hairs are on your head. How many hairs would you even guess are on your head? I have no clue how many hairs are on my head. But God actually knows the number of hairs on every single person's head. How do you do that? You do that because you're God. And you made each person so carefully that you even put the hairs on their head. But that's how intimately God knows you. That's how important you are to God. Never underestimate your importance to God. God says in Zechariah 2:8 that you're the apple of His eye. It doesn't mean the pupil. That's what people would say. Well, the apple of the eye is the pupil, the black part in the eye. That's the apple. No. That's not what it says at all. Because it doesn't actually say apple in the original language. In the original language, it says you are the little man in God's eye. Or little lady in God's eye, as the case may be. Why is there a little man or a little lady in God's eye? It only happens when God is looking so closely that it reflects. And then you see your reflection in God's eye because God is gazing at you all the time. You would think God would have better things to do than spend all His time watching me. But for some reason, He doesn't. For some reason, He is so incredibly interested in us that He will never even take His gaze off of us. Because He's interested and He knows you. Well, I'll tell you something. If you watch something from the moment it is born to the moment it dies and you never take a gaze off of it, you get to know that one really, really well. How well do you know your pets? I have 2 dogs. I know what they are thinking when they look at me. They don't talk to me. They don't say anything. But I know what they are thinking when they look at me. I know if they look at me and they're hungry, or they look at me and they have to go outside, or what have you. Sometimes they just want, okay, come on, you go lay down and I'll lay next to you. Come on, it's time. And one of my dogs, he won't quit until you do that. He'll just keep looking at you. So you know what he's saying. He says, it's time for you to lay down. I want to lay down next to you. And if you don't do it, he gets upset with you. But he doesn't say a word. But he knows it, and I know what he's talking about. That's the thing. I know what he's talking about. I know what he's thinking because I know him. Imagine how much more God knows you when he actually lives inside of you. And by the way, that's real. God is alive inside of you. Why do you never have to be afraid? Because God is alive inside of you. Why can you be confident that God will always take care of you? Because He lives inside of you. You're His house. And He doesn't go outside. God is alive inside of you. In verse 2 of Psalm 139, God knows whenever you sit down and He knows whenever you get up. People don't always know when they sit down or get up. The other day I heard about somebody who fell out of bed. They didn't know they were like getting out of bed. They were asleep. They fell out of bed. But God knows. In verse 3, He knows your paths. He searched them. In other words, every step you take, God knows it. Every decision you're making, God knows it. Every thought you're having, God knows it. He knows when you're laying down. He knows when you're walking around. He knows everything you're doing. He knows every path you're taking. He knows it intimately well. In verse 4, He says, before you even say the word, God knows the full thought that you're going to speak. Before you even say a word, God knows exactly what you're saying. No, He's not a mind reader, He's a mind creator. And He knew every word you would say before you were even born. For example, today you will have some words. If you are a woman, scientists tell us you will have 10,000 words today. If you're a man, scientists tell us you will have 2,000 words today. Why? Because you're listening to the 10,000 words. But God knows all your 10,000 words already. Before you've spoken them today, He's already known them. He knows every syllable. He knows all of it. The full contents. He's already heard it. Before you even spoke it, before you even thought it, He already knew it. He knows you amazingly well. He hems us in, it says in verse 5, behind us and before us, and He lays His hand on us. That's amazing. Picture this. God cups His hand, and then He holds you. So you're in the cupped hand of God. So He cups, let's say, with one hand, and holds you with the other. It's not possible to get out of that. In Isaiah 42, it says He takes you by the hand and He guides you. He takes you. You don't take Him by the hand. He takes you by the hand. And He guides you. That means you can be completely clueless and still be guided by God, which is a good thing for most of us. He's not going to let you go because there's nothing that can break that hold. He has no intention of letting you go. He owns you. He purchased you, and it was a big price. And so He's not going to let you go, and He's got His hand on you, and everything about your life He's intimately interested in and intimately directs it. Can I get outside of what He wants? Yes, I can. He lets me have my way, and then He lets me know it was a mistake. God's amazing the way He does that. And He doesn't even have to spank me. He lets my own ways, my own mistakes, correct me. Have you ever had a mistake correct you? I think most of us have that experience from time to time, hopefully not too often. But you made a mistake, and all of a sudden things started getting harder. And you kept going down that road, and you really had to slug it out after a while, because it was a mistake. And then finally you get so tired of slugging it out, you decide to drop it all together, and you go back to the beginning, and you start all over again. And God says, good move. You see, don't worry about making mistakes. By the way, never be afraid to make a mistake. There's a lot of people who are terrified of making mistakes. Don't ever be afraid of making a mistake. Thomas Jefferson once said, the only people who make no mistakes are the ones who never try anything. God's not afraid of your mistakes. He's not worried about them. He corrects them. He'd much rather you take a step of faith, you go out on a limb, and if you were wrong, don't worry about it. He'll fix it. But he'd rather you trust him, you go out on a limb, take the risk of a mistake, than never go out on a limb and never trust him and never take a step of faith. And by the way, if you ask him to order your steps, you won't make that mistake. You see, that's the beauty about God's hand on you. You can always trust him to take you where he wants. You can always trust him to take him where he wants you. And it says in verse 6, that kind of infinite knowledge is really hard for us to grasp. How can God actually figure us out? How can God know the beginning from the end? How can God know my thoughts before I think him? Hello, he's God. Don't try to ask yourself, how can God do that? He's God. He can do anything he chooses. It's easy for God. Not easy for us, easy for God. And since God lives inside of you and you belong to him and he's intimately concerned with you, you have nothing to worry about. Adults are really good at worrying, anxiety, stress, fear, trying to figure things out when they can't. And God says, you guys are weird. You're in my hand, my other hand's got you, I'm ordering your steps, and you're worried. What do you think, I'm going to drop you? Where? Where am I going to drop you? To the floor? The floor's in my hand too. Off the planet? Haven't seen that one yet, but even that's in my hand. Out of the universe. That's a long way to fall. Where am I going to drop you? I'm not going to drop you. I'm not going to leave you. I bought you. Why would I leave you? Have you ever done this? You purchased something. I saw this just yesterday. You purchase something in the supermarket and you leave it at the checkout. What's the first thing you do? You go back and get it. Except God doesn't forget to leave something at the supermarket checkout. He's not going to leave you in the store. He's going to make sure you're always with him. That's the funny thing about God. We adults are weird people. Kids are weird people too, but they've got a reason to be weird. They're kids. Adults have less reason to be weird, but they're weird. Don't say that to your teachers. They're weird too, though. You can think it, you just can't say it. Then he continues in verse 7, where shall I go from your spirit? Or where will I flee from your presence? Can't leave you, God. You're everywhere. There's no way to get rid of it. In the following verse, he says, if I die, you're there. Where am I going to go? God is so intimately aware of you. It's like you never leave his thoughts. You never leave his presence. He knows everything about you. And after all that, this is the amazing thing. He knows absolutely everything about you. And after all that, in Isaiah 43:4, he says, you're precious in my eyes and honorable, and I love you. Go figure. The one who really, really knows you says he really, really loves you. What else do you need? You can go out there and relax. What else do you need? He knows you, and he loves you, and he never leaves you. He takes care of everything for you. You're all set. You understand? All right, that's it for today.